today on We Really Like Musicals and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We're talking about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure opinions. We've got a golden ticket into the mind of that crazy candy man. There's no knowing where we're going, but cheer up, Charlie, because the snozzberries taste like snozzberries. Where's the theme song? I want it now.
Musicals.
Elise, how are you feeling over there? You feeling good?
Feeling good.
That's great. Guys, I mean, I'm James. I'm not going to lie to you. That's my name.
I'm still over here. Still
okay,
me.
Good.
Guys, welcome to our Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory episode, a.k.a. Willy Wonka's Guide to Mentally Scarring Children. Thanks to R.G. Richards 10 for that wonderful alternate title. The only thing I would change is I would change scarring children to murdering children, because he for sure murdered them. Guys, if you would like to submit alternate titles to us, please do. Okay? Please. You can find us on Instagram at We Really Like Musicals, or you can find us on Twitter at WRLM Podcast. And yeah, my phone did just go off because I'm an idiot and I forgot to silence it. So that's on me.
But
we have a special guest today.
Oh boy, do we.
We do.
Hello, everyone.
Ooh, a voice from above.
Here I am.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, James.
Kevin, who are you? What are you doing here?
So I am one half, the worst half of a duo of podcasters. My wife and I have a podcast about movies. It's called We Talk About Movies. Mm-hmm. And not to brag, but I was also the lead in my second grade play. So I'm pretty much a pro at theater. So
what play was it?
It was a Halloween play. All of my classmates had turned into pumpkins, and I turned them back into kids. I mean, I kind of saved the day. It was pretty good.
I was hoping when you said it was a Halloween play that it was like somebody was Michael Myers with that mask on. You know what I'm talking about?
In second grade.
Yeah, second grade.
A Halloween musical?
It was not a musical.
That's what we need.
I don't know about that.
Come on.
Well, Elise, you get working on that.
Okay, I will.
Well, Kevin, thanks for being here. We really appreciate you chipping in with those opens.
I got opens. So many opens.
I like how our podcast names are so similar.
They really are.
They are very similar.
Is that how we found each other? I don't even know how we ended up finding each other.
I have no idea.
I don't either. I found your show, and my wife and I love your show. Every time we listen to We Really Like Musicals, she says, Kevin, they're way better than us.
Oh, that's sad.
That can't be accurate.
So, yeah, we love you guys. And she wants to be here, but our baby is not asleep, so she can't. But she was also really nervous. She was like, I can't be on the show with them. I'll be too starstruck.
Starstruck.
Yeah. Starstruck. That's so sweet.
Yep.
Yeah. No, so, Elise was telling me, she was like, I love their podcast because I actually agree with them. So that's good.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you, Kevin, are very straight to the point and you're very like blunt about things. And she's like, come on, it's good. So, I mean, it's a nice little balance. I feel like I usually agree with you a little bit more. But it just kind of depends.
And she'll agree with me in real life, but she just likes to give me trouble on the podcast.
She likes to argue.
That's pretty much.
We like to argue sometimes.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely not.
Whatever, fine.
Well, let's get down to it, guys. We're talking about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory today. A classic, I mean, to be sure. 1971, I believe, is when it came out. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this movie, it's been around for, what, 40-something years now? 46? I do.
Math is hard.
Well, thanks. Thanks for pointing out my math failures. Not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. We have to be careful with this one. No, wait.
Oh,
it is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. No, it's not.
No.
See,
we're doing
I'm
Willy
confused.
Wonka.
I'm confused already.
Did I watch the right movie?
I think you did.
Probably not.
With Gene Wilder, you know.
Wilder.
Got it. Yes.
I hardly know her.
Oh.
Okay, give me a minute. I got to go watch a movie. I'll be right back.
Okay. See you later.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, good. The beauty of editing. Moving on. So I love this movie. I've been watching this movie since I was a little kid, a little kiddo, maybe even a toddler. I don't know. I don't know how old I was when I started watching this movie. That's how ingrained in me it is. It's just always been there. But I don't know if that's the same experience for everyone. What about you, Kevin? When did you first get exposed to this movie?
I saw this movie when I was a kid and probably just once or twice, and then not again until earlier this week. So it was mostly new to me.
What about you, Elise?
Kind of similar. So I watched it at least once, maybe twice when I was little. But what was weird to me is that I think that as a kid, I thought it was like a horror movie because I just kept seeing all these kids like dying, basically. And I was like, this is awful.
And then they get a song sung about them every time they die.
Yeah, but not then die, also the guy in charge is like, oh, stop. Oh, don't do it. Oh, well, they're dead. Doesn't care. And I was just like, these kids are dead. And it really, I think it shook me. And I think looking back, you know, when we were talking about watching it, I was like, whew, I got to get ready because it's about to be scary.
But were you scared? Yeah, it's not that scary. As an adult, I think it's a little disturbing.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely disturbing.
Yeah, and the tunnel scene. I think if you're a kid,
that's horrifying. Yeah,
definitely freaks you out.
I don't know if I was allowed to watch the tunnel scene when I was a kid. Like, I think I probably peeked through my fingers, like covered up my eyes and just, I think I saw it, but I don't think I was encouraged to view it. Because it's not just scary, like the tone of it with the screaming and everything, but like there's some strange images there too, like worms crawling out of people's mouths and stuff.
Yeah.
Very, very weird.
Why?
And I think, I want to say, I saw there was a list of like the top like 100 horror movies, and this actually made it onto the list. So we're not the only ones that find it terrifying. Okay. Well, Kevin, what do you think about this movie? Having revisited it now, are you pro Willy Wonka? Are you anti? And not just the character, I mean the movie. Or, I don't know, maybe the character too.
Yeah, whatever you want.
I would say I'm definitely pro Willy Wonka, Gene Wilder.
Yes.
I think he does an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of anti Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, just the movie.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in this movie that I don't like. The grandparents who were like swindling the mom, you know, pretending to be bedridden until he gets a ticket to a chocolate factory and then
starts
dancing.
I never thought about it that way.
I don't understand it at all.
Yeah, he's like, I've been in this bed for 20 years.
Yeah.
Wait, I get to go to the chocolate factory? I can dance.
Yeah.
I know. That was so strange.
I never thought about it that way ever. You know, I was familiar with the book too growing up. And I think for me, it was just like, this is a fun, weird family. So it is funny to hear somebody as an adult then watch the movie and be like, wait a second.
Yeah, that poor lady had to do so much work for all those people.
Yeah.
She did. And
no
and
one
I
helped.
Thought, what about your mom? Grandpa's been sitting here lazy in the bed for 20 years. Your mom's been caring for six people. You get a ticket to go to the factory. You didn't even consider your mom. You just want to take lazy grandpa.
That is pretty sad.
Yeah, and she sang that song for him and everything and stirred his clothes in that hot water stew or whatever that was. I don't know.
Yes, it looked delicious. It was delicious. A hot water stew. That's exactly what it was.
Elise, what about you? Pro? Anti? Middle of the road?
See, here's the thing. I think that because I thought it was like a horror film back in the day, now I'm like, oh, I see. It's not as bad as I thought it was. Still just so disturbing in a lot of ways. And I also, there's a lot of things like Grandpa that I just don't quite get, or I don't know what I'm supposed to learn from it. I don't know. I mean, I think it's fine.
I think Grandpa, like in the newer version, grandpa, they say he worked at the chocolate factory. Did they say that in this one? I don't remember.
No.
No.
So they gave him more of a motive for Charlie to pick him. Like, oh, I've always wanted to go back to the chocolate factory. But yeah, in this version, they were just like, yeah, he's just the one jumping around the room, so he gets to go.
When he's the one that kept trying to get Charlie's hopes up, too. Like, that's all he had to live for.
Yeah. Oh, that was, we talked about that when Charlie buys the chocolate bar, and then he's like, I got it. And he's like, fooled you, didn't I? What a jerk. Gotcha.
That was so weird.
Yeah.
And then he's the one that convinces Charlie to steal the soda that makes them almost get decapitated by a fan.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Like,
Charlie would be better off without this guy.
All the other kids, they messed up on their own, but for Charlie, Grandpa made him mess up. He's a bad
influence.
He's not
a very good role model.
I never thought about that either. Gosh, see, this is what happens when I've just always known this movie. There's certain things that go over my head. Like Willy Wonka at the end, pretty much yelling at Charlie, you stole a fizzy lifting drink. And I'm like, but his grandpa, the old dude, told him to. Don't yell at the kid. Well, let's talk about the music, because I'm personally a fan of the music. It's very nostalgic for me, but you guys have a different experience. So what did you guys think of the music? Are you like, this is fun? Or are you like, this is boring?
Kevin, you can go first.
Okay. For the most part, I think the songs were... I liked two songs. The rest, not a fan. Mm-hmm. Are we going to do the favorite song, least favorite song?
Yeah, we'll
later?
Get there.
Okay, so just generally, I thought it needed more music.
Mm-hmm.
I thought so too.
There was only like five or six songs. And I mean, there were like really short Oompa Loompa songs, but real full-on songs, there was only five or six. And I thought it could have used more. And I was, you know, we'll get to this later, but really not a fan of Cheer Up Charlie.
Yeah. Did it not cheer you up?
It did not cheer me. It was very depressing. So, yeah. But I'll save my comments for that till we get to that section.
Okay. What about you, Elise?
Yeah, I was going to bring up the point that I just feel like, you know, is this even a musical all the way?
You know, because I was thinking about that too, because, but here's my justification. I think The Wizard of Oz is a musical, and mm-hmm. I think they're comparable in the amount of songs. Because The Wizard of Oz, we watched it a while back, and like about halfway through the movie, songs just stop happening. They're just like, yeah, we're tired of writing songs.
We're done.
So I think there's definitely some musical elements to this. But yeah, it's not a full-blown musical like we traditionally discuss. Although there is a musical version on Broadway now, which I would like to, we should cover that one time.
Okay.
Well, that's been settled.
Okay.
Done.
I like the music in this, but I agree that I wish there was more. It's hard to judge it on just the few amount of songs it has. But for the most part, I think I enjoy them. But again, that's the nostalgia part of me. So okay, let's talk about favorite songs then. Elise, I'm gonna ask you.
Go ahead.
Be blunt with me. What's your favorite song in this musical? Don't hold back.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I usually lie a lot, but I'll be honest.
What if you did? What if you did lie all the time?
You would never know.
We just created. What if everything we said was an actual opinion? It was just opposite of what we say, and then we put up these episodes on iTunes and just giggle.
That
people
sounds
think
like
this
something
is what
we
we're
would
like. Do. All right, sorry.
But I'll be honest for this episode, and I'll say that I like the Oompa Loompa songs.
Okay.
I feel like they just, I don't know, they're just fun.
They're very iconic.
Yeah. I mean, that's the song that sticks with you.
It definitely does stick.
They doompity-do. Yeah. They really doompity-do.
He went there.
What about you, Kevin? Fave?
I'm going to have to say, with all honesty, no lies for me either. Pure Imagination has to be my favorite.
Well, that's a good one.
Really the only song in the musical I really liked There are others that are okay and others I didn't like. But Pure Imagination, I love how it's a great song, but it has the undertones of like the horror.
Yeah.
Like the little bells or...
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, this is a wonderful place, but you might die.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah, it's like Pure Imagination. It means like anything could happen. And like, that's good or bad. We don't know yet. Yeah, I'm right there with you. Pure Imagination's my favorite too. Just because I think as a kid, when those doors open to the chocolate factory for the first time, like for me, I just like get goosebumps and I'm like, oh my gosh, you can eat anything in the room. And I just, you know, I'm a fan of Alice in Wonderland and Wizard of Oz, and I feel like there's always a moment, or like Chronicles of Narnia, there's always a moment where things stop being so real and you go into this different world. And that, for me, is that moment in this movie. That's why I love that song so much, because it's like, ooh, now we're going somewhere, which I think it takes like 40 minutes for that to happen in this movie. Yeah, it takes a while.
Yep.
It
takes a wilder.
Oh, there she is.
Yes.
So I agree, there's something a little odd about it. There's also, I really like Candyman. It's not my favorite, but the Candyman song where they're in the chocolate shop at the beginning, it's a fun song, but then the very last note, I don't know if you guys noticed this, maybe it's just I've seen it so many times, but the very last note of the song, it kind of ends on a weird chord. And then it kind of zooms out of the chocolate shop and you see Charlie staring through the window.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's like, it's even then you get this feeling of like something sinister might happen. Like we're just singing about chocolate with all these kids and throwing chocolate around. And Elise was like, this is unhealthy.
I mean, and he's making a mess. He is literally throwing candy. I mean, you're losing money.
Yeah, he's not getting any money for any of that candy.
Yeah,
maybe he has promotional strategies.
Strategies.
But anyways, then he ends on a really weird note and looks out the window, and Charlie's staring there, and it's just kind of this menacing sort of like, not everything's just like candy and dancing. Something's gonna get weird here. So, what about least favorite songs? Kevin, why don't you start? Tell us what you hated. Since we kind of already know.
Cheer Up Charlie, not only musically, I felt like it was just a boring song. I didn't think it was sung very well. But the biggest part of it is, so Charlie's sitting there and he's telling his mom, hey, I want to get this golden ticket. And she says, no, you won't, you stupid baby. Get out of here.
Spoiled little baby. And then,
you spoiled little baby. And then he walks away, and when he's out of earshot, then she starts saying, cheer up, Charlie.
Elise said the same thing.
Yeah.
That's even though you can't hear me, cheer up.
Great parenting.
She's just hoping he hears her somehow.
I'm not going to sing this to you, but while you're out of earshot, I'm going to pretend to be a good mom.
Yeah, that's weird. It's like now she's opening up her heart. You know, her son's not there. Well, what are you doing, mom? Maybe that's why he didn't pick her to go to the chocolate factory.
Like, we figured it out.
If her song had been about, like, I wish I was a better mother or something like that, that would make sense. He doesn't need to be there. But if you're going to address him, I feel like he needs to be near you in some way.
No, I totally. I agree.
I get it.
A great version of this song. I don't know if anyone uses Amazon Alexa, but I asked her to play this song. And... I don't remember who sings it, but if you ask Alexa to play this song, it's actually a really good version. So anyone that has one, highly recommended.
Interesting. I'd like to find out who better does that.
Way better than Mom.
Good old Mom.
Do some stinks. Research.
Yeah. That's interesting. I wonder who it is. You know, Josh Groban did a bunch, but I bet it's not Josh Groban.
No.
Is it a woman singing it?
No, it's a man.
Oh, okay. Oh. It could be Josh Groban.
It is.
It's not Josh Groban, though, because if you ask Alexa to play Pure Imagination, it's Josh Groban.
Elise is all about that.
I love Josh Groban.
Elise, what's your least favorite song?
Same.
Yeah.
So basically, well, the song itself is like, I mean, I never remembered that song. I mean, that's not saying much, but that was a weird song. I don't recall it. But as it was happening, just even like the, I don't know, the cinematography during that song was just boring.
So boring, yeah.
Like, if there's like a 10-minute shot of him, Charlie, just walking away. And it's just, it goes on. He keeps walking and we keep filming him. And yep. And then she's singing. We don't even see her. We're just still watching Charlie walk. And I'm like, how long is this going to go on before I can see something entertaining?
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's how I felt as a kid, too. So I'm right there with you guys. Least favorite, Cheer Up Charlie. And,
I agree.
You know, when I was a kid, I couldn't wait for that song to be over. We didn't have DVR, you know.
But and you could still fast forward.
No, I watched on the Disney Channel. It was like, I had to sit there and be patient. And that
was
horrible for a kid.
That's when you go grab a chocolate milk or something.
Yeah. So I thought that might be my least favorite song. But I wanted to give it the benefit of the doubt. I was like, maybe if I rewatch it, now that I'm older, I'll be like, but at least it's a pretty song. But no, still just wanted it to be over. And it doesn't really fit the tone of the movie either.
It really doesn't.
Nope.
I feel like they were like, oh, shoot, we only have 3 songs. We got to crank some more out real fast.
Yeah. We got to call this a musical.
And Charlie was like already, I don't know, they like shipped him back to wherever he's from. So then they were like, all right, we don't even need him in the shot. You just stand there and sing by yourself.
They're like, we do have B-roll of him walking away for 10 minutes.
We'll just use that. It's fine. No one will care.
That's weird. I thought maybe one of us would say like a different song was their least favorite, but it's just that one's just the obvious choice. And I hate to say it, but what a stinker.
And it's 4 for 4. That as soon as that came on, my wife Ruth said, oh, I hate this song. Let's fast forward. I
was yeah.
Like, no, I have to listen. I'm going to be on the podcast.
Research.
No, so her sister loved this movie and watched it all the time growing up. So she hated when that song came on.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Especially because you don't want that. Like the movie is obviously made for kids, I think, even though it's kind of got some horror elements, but like who thought this would be a good idea to, you know, every kid's waiting to get into that chocolate factory, but let's make sure they fall asleep before we even get there. Doesn't make any sense. All right, so we kind of talked about the Oompa Loompa songs, and Elise, you said those were your faves.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm going to ask you now. What's your favorite Oompa Loompa song? Because they're all so similar. I don't know. Elise, do you have a favorite Oompa Loompa song?
Let me say this. I like the part, and I don't remember what words are being sung, but the part where the Oompa Loompa in the middle is doing the cartwheels that aren't cartwheels at all.
Yeah.
And he's barely getting his feet off the ground.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So I'd say whichever one is that one. Because I could watch that over and over.
I think that's the scene where Mike TV just got turned into a little tiny guy.
You're right.
Because I think they're all wearing white.
Yep.
You're right. So that's that's your favorite one?
Sure. I'll go with that.
What about
you, Kevin? Funny.
I like the first one with Augustus. And I liked how they had the words pop up on the screen, which you know they hadn't obviously done for any of the songs before that. So I thought that was a neat change of pace for the movie, and I just love the whole scene when Augustus falls in, and Willy Wonka is like, you know, the mom is yelling at him, and he goes like, "Help, please, someone."
Yeah.
Every time. Like,
and then the suspense is terrible. I hope it lasts. Yeah,
exactly. And then when he's stuck in the pipe and he's just watching it, like eating popcorn or something, just waiting for this kid to be like blown to the moon or something out of his pipe. So
he's just been in this chocolate factory like for who knows how many years. Like these are probably the first people he's encountered other than Oompa Loompas. And he's just like, this is the best thing I've seen. it's pretty funny. I think, you know, there's some elements of that in the Johnny Depp version too. I don't know if you guys have seen that one, but there's these like little moments. There's these little moments where Johnny Depp also does that, where he's just like staring off into the distance and you can tell everybody else is terrified. And he's like, this is great. This is quality entertainment.
Now I haven't seen that version, but I mean, from like the little clips I've seen, it just feels like Johnny Depp is just too weird of a Willy Wonka. What do you think?
I think so too. It's just a different Willy Wonka. I kind of like the way he played Willy Wonka. I think the rest of the movie's not that great, but it is kind of, he does play it in a very interesting way because he's kind of this kid who never grew up. He doesn't really know how to socially interact with people. I don't know. I recommend seeing it just because I, like
but
I said,
only I'm, once.
Well, maybe, but I'm a big fan of the books, and I was actually about to say this, this version is nothing like the books, and the newer version is actually more like the books. Even the Oompa Loompa songs, they're actually Oompa Loompa songs in the book, and the new version just sings them word for word, where this version just, they just made up stuff. So, but they're crazy iconic, and I mean, everybody knows Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Doo.
Yep. That's the one song I remembered most from seeing this as a child.
Yeah.
That's the one that's in my head. Like I forgot Candyman, Cheer Up Charlie, Pure Imagination. Those were all like almost hearing them for the first time. But Oompa Loompa, like I totally remember that from being a kid.
I think it surprises me when the words pop up. Because
does
it's
it
like,
scare you?
What? Is this a
is that part
video
of
now?
The horror element that you were talking about?
Yeah. I was like, no, no words, please.
At least it wasn't in 3D. My favorite Oompa Loompa song is the Violet Beauregard one where she turns into a giant blueberry.
That is, yeah, that's a good one.
Just because I think, you know, blue is my favorite color. And I just thought it'd be fun to be rolled around by a bunch of Oompa Loompas. I wanted to be Violet.
Well, they don't really go in one direction. Like, they roll her around just kind of for fun. Like for a little bit.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's great.
Would you rather be rolled around by the Oompa Loompas or would you rather do the rolling? Because at least you work with kids. How many kids would you like to just fill up with air and push roll around the room?
A lot of
no, it wasn't air. It
oh,
was
it's blueberry juice.
Blueberry juice. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty fun. Fill people up with blueberry juice, roll them around.
All right.
And then squeeze the juice out of them.
See, we're all relating to Willy Wonka. We thought he was like this evil person, and now we're like, yeah, but I kind
of
get it.
Maybe that's what we're scared of, that we see ourselves in him. I mean, like, if a kid was getting stuck in a pipe, I'd be like, you did do that to yourself.
Yeah. I told you not to drink the dirty chocolate water.
He did.
Well, so I think we're going to rate some facts here. And we're going to do this a little differently than we normally do. So anyways, we're going to play Rate My Fact, and we're also going to play the theme song. Boom.
Rate My Fact.
And that's a fact.
Basically what we're going to do in this version, Kevin, because have you heard us play Rate My Fact before?
I have.
So typically Elise would just give me a rating on how terrible my research was for a movie or how great it was. And I just pat myself on the back. But today, we're going to let you be the judge. So Elise and I each have picked out three different facts. And you're going to rate our facts. And then the person with the highest score at the end wins. So it's an actual game this time.
That's fun.
What do we win?
Lifetime supply of chocolate.
Hey, okay.
Unless there's any cheating involved. You got to read the fine print.
I actually had to make a point to not look up facts. Because I didn't want to be spoiled before I got here. So.
Yeah,
spoiled little baby.
Spoiled little baby.
It's tough. But yeah,
I do have one fact. So if you guys don't give me this fact, I'll give it back to you, and you guys can rate my fact.
Ooh, okay.
Wait, maybe you should say that first, so we know if it's one of our facts.
Okay, I'll say my fact.
Okay, tell us.
I was curious because I love in some of your older episodes. Where you talked about Dick Van Dyke and you always call him DVD. So I was like, I wonder what Willy Wonka's middle name is. So I was hoping it would be like Oliver.
Yeah.
So he would be Wow, and we could just call him Wow the whole episode.
Did you ever? Does he have a middle name? No,
he does have a middle name.
Oh.
It is Willy Gobstopping Wonka. Oh,
Gobstopping.
What?
And his friends used to call him Willy G.
Is
that in the book?
I don't know.
It must be.
It's in the internet. It must be true. So
well, that's
I'm
an
on
interesting
pins
fact.
And needles. Yeah. How's my fact?
Willy
G?
Yeah.
Willy G. I'm going to give it a 9.
I'm gonna give it a 10 just because that's because I want to beat Elise.
Well, thanks.
But no, it's also very interesting. And it's funny to me that that's what you wanted to look up too. That is
really
it was the only thing I wanted to know. Does Willy Wonka have a middle name?
Never would have thought of that.
And I'm so glad it wasn't a disappointing middle name like Jerry or something. You know?
Willy Jerry Wonka. William Jerry Wonka the Third.
There you go. Yes.
Elise, why don't you start us off with facts this round?
Oh, I gotta start?
Yeah.
Kevin, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, here we go. Fact number one. The Wonkatania boat was on a track in the Chocolate River, but the actor playing the Oompa Loompa at the helm thought he was really steering it. For the sake of believability, director Mel Stewart didn't tell him the truth.
That's an interesting fact.
And kind of sad.
Yeah.
There was an Oompa Loompa there for a long time, thought he was like the best boat driver.
He's so dedicated.
Yeah.
If I were that Oompa Loompa, I would have like cranked the wheel once just to be funny. And then I would have learned the sad reality of my experience on the boat.
Yeah.
Pranked.
That's a good fact. I'm going to rate that a 7.
Seven.
All right, I'll take it.
And
just
and
like the
so,
hickey fact from last week.
Oh yeah.
Kevin hasn't heard that yet.
I'm also I'm kind of a harsh critic. If you guys listen to our podcast, tens are really hard to come by on our podcast. So you guys better bring it with your facts today.
Oh gosh. Challenge accepted.
I'm scared.
The other thing while we're talking about that boat, if you look at the boat, there's no seat for Augustus and his mom.
Oh, yeah.
So Willy knew one of the kids was going to die before they got on that boat.
That's weird.
Or else maybe he was going to just kill him himself. I don't know.
Yeah.
He was just hoping he wouldn't have to do it himself.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he was like, don't drink from the river.
Please.
I wonder if he had never said that, if anybody would have even tried.
I kind of thought that was deceitful because he says everything in the room you can have, and then he's like, oh, by the way, but not the river.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
It's kind of tricky because, I mean, I would have went straight for the river.
And I thought the river looked like it was just brown water.
It didn't look
like good chocolate. That would not have been my first choice.
They just used food coloring. And it didn't look right, so they tried to thicken it with actual like chocolate powder, and then it just got gross. So it pretty much is just gross water with a little bit of chocolate in it.
Okay.
That's not my fact, by the way.
It's a good fact.
Thanks. I feel like my first fact needs to be prefaced with a question.
Oh, boy.
So, Kevin, are you familiar with Monty Python at all?
I am familiar with the Holy Grail.
Okay. I'll take that. I'll still throw this fact at you. All six members of Monty Python expressed interest in playing the role of Willy Wonka, but they weren't famous enough at the time. So at that moment, like, Holy Grail, I don't think had come out yet, not for a few more years. I'm a huge Monty Python fan. I love every single member of them. I love every single member of it. And so just to know that they all were like, I want to be Wonka. So that was a bad fact. I feel it already. Go easy on me.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say because to me, they're not famous enough to be Willy Wonka today.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wait. Can I add to my fact?
Add to it, please. I hope you do.
Well, for the remake that the Tim Burton directed, some of the guys from Monty Python that are still living today were actually considered. So I'm going to beg to differ with your rebuttal because they actually were considered later on.
Fight.
Bring it on.
I'm not the biggest Monty Python fan, so I'll give that fact a 3.
All right. Yeah. Much lower than I was anticipating. That's fine. I told Elise, I was like, I feel like you guys have such similar opinions that you're obviously going to win this Rate My Fact game anyways because... I mean,
don't give up, James.
I'm not giving up, guys. But thanks for the encouragement.
Jinx
I need it.
Cheer up, James.
Elise, what's your next fact?
All right. My fact number two. Mm-hmm. We're going back to the boat.
Can't get away
from the boat. Okay. During the boat ride scene, Wilder's acting was so convincing that it frightened some of the actors. Apparently, they thought that Wilder really was going mad from being in the tunnel.
I love that part, by the way, where he's screaming his head off.
Dude, that's
scary. Yeah, it's very scary.
Can you imagine being right in front of him while he's doing that? I mean, just the screen, that's bad enough.
I imagine it all the time.
You shouldn't. I don't know why you would.
It's not surprising because it is so horrifying. So I like when facts surprise me. So unfortunately, yeah. Elise, I think this is going to be a 3.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. Mm. I'll give you that.
All right.
Now I got to pick one that'll surprise him.
Uh-oh.
I'll look at my list. How about this one? Here's my fact. The Oompa Loompa that does the really bad cartwheels in the Mike TV scene is the same actor that played the head goblin in the Gringotts Bank scene in the Harry Potter movies.
In what scene?
The Gringotts Bank.
In the Harry Potter?
Yeah, so like the very last movie, I think, or maybe the second to last, they're trying to sneak into the vaults, and Hermione's dressed up like Bellatrix.
Okay.
They head straight to that main little goblin guy.
Yeah.
It's the same guy that was doing bad cartwheels however many decades before.
That's a surprising fact, because I thought he might be dead by now.
Yeah, so. I just assumed none of them got work after that. I don't know why, but I was just like,
that's sad.
People probably saw their cartwheel ability and was like, nah.
Yeah, it's true.
I hear there's a lot of cartwheel tests in Hollywood.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a good fact. I think if Ruth were here, she'd give it a higher score because she loves Harry Potter. I'm 50-50 on Harry Potter, but I'll give you a 7.
Yay, tie game.
You guys are tied.
That's really good.
Yeah, really nice. Making it interesting. The suspense is terrible. I hope it'll last.
Hope it lasts.
All right, Elise, let's see what you got for our little tiebreaker.
Third and final fact from me. This movie was shot in Munich, Germany, but the producers had to go outside of Germany to recruit enough little people to play the Oompa Loompas. Many of the people cast as Oompa Loompas did not speak English fluently, if at all. This is why some appear to not know the words to the songs during the musical numbers.
Which is really funny, by the way, if you watch them sing.
That is funny. I know. I want to go back and watch them all.
So I'm confused because you said there were not enough little people in Germany. But the little people still spoke German? Where did they get them from? Like the part of Switzerland that speaks German? Or
I don't know.
No idea.
The most interesting part of that fact is Germany is a big country. Why don't they have little people?
Maybe after the war.
There was a shortage.
If you like get eat it? Wiener Schnitzel, you can't be a little person? I don't get it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
my gosh.
Who knows?
I like that fact. I give it a 9.
Oh my gosh. I feel like the only way I can win is a 10. I don't know if I have any 10s on this list.
Come on, you got it.
Do you know who Sammy Davis Jr. is?
I do.
Well, he wanted to play the candy shop owner at the beginning of the movie, but they ended up not choosing him. However, he went on to record the Candyman song anyways, and it was his only number one hit, and he hated it.
That's actually super depressing.
Yeah.
That's a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Of sadness.
So he wanted the part. He didn't get it. He recorded the song anyways. It got number one, but he hated it.
Yeah.
He probably didn't hate the money that came along with being a number one single.
No, probably not.
Unless it just reminded him of his rejection. You gotta think of that.
Yeah, every dollar bill he spends. So I could have been the candy shop guy.
Take my money.
I could have thrown candy at kids on film.
That sounds so fun.
I like that fact, but it's not a 10.
Okay.
And it's not a 9.
Okay.
I'll give it an 8.
Thank you. Thank you. At least you didn't like totally crush me. So Well, Elise, you win then by 1 point.
Yay!
You got 19. I still feel like you need to know, though, that you got 19 out of a possible 30 points.
Excuse me.
So you win, but I mean...
And what did you get, James?
18.
You guys did a really good job.
More than
really
thank
good
you,
job.
That's really well. That's why we need you here every week, is just to encourage us when we feel stupid. Hey, come
Great
on, guys!
Job, guys, good work.
Well, as part of a, offshoot of Rate My Fact, we started doing this thing called Fact or Faked. So, would you guys like to play Fact or Faked right now?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, I guess Elise, you really can't.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to listen.
So this is for you, Kevin. Now it's on you. You've judged us, and now it's our turn.
Our turn.
Like chocolate.
Wait, did we do the theme song yet?
Oh, play the theme song.
Fact or fact.
That's a fact, baby. Thank you for reminding me. I always forget to say that. And then if I don't, it scares Elise when she re-listens
to
the episode.
It doesn't surprise me that this movie scares Elise. The theme songs scare Elise.
With my own voice frightens me. I'm like, who's there?
All right. So with Fact or Faked, we give you three facts. And you pick which one's the fake one. Because one of them is, you know, the little ball under the cup. What? You know
what?
I don't know.
I wish you wouldn't have said that.
Immediately regretted that metaphor. All right. Are you ready? Do you get the premise?
I do. I've played along with all the episodes that you've done. And I don't think I've ever found the faked.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good.
No,
it's really bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Oh, it's good for us. We're good liars.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we shouldn't be proud of that.
No, but I encourage other people to play along as well. I think I would do the same thing. All right, so are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's your first fact. David Kelly, who played Grandpa Joe in Tim Burton's version of Willy Wonka, was originally considered to play Wonka in the 1971 version. That's your first fact. Second fact. The Oompa Loompas were often drunk by the end of the day. Once they stole the entire cast's shoes and tied all the laces together and left them in a big pile. So that's your second fact.
I really hope that's not faked. Because that's great.
Yes. And here is your third fact. Most of the chocolate bars were actually made of wood.
Would you believe that?
Oh.
Interesting.
Good one. So those are your three facts. We got the guy who's Grandpa Joe would have been Wonka. We got drunk Oompa Loompas tying shoes together, and we got chocolate bars made of wood. What are you thinking, Kevin? Open up your soul to us right now.
Yeah, talk it through.
So yeah, let's talk it through. Like I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah,
so we can draw out the suspense.
Yes.
So the first one, it's not a terribly interesting fact. And I feel like I hope you're more creative if you're coming up with a fake fact than that. So I don't think that's faked.
He's trying to roast you.
Yeah, a little bit.
No offense.
None taken.
So I think that one's true. I hope the drunk Oompa Loompas is true because that's just great.
Yeah.
And the last one is... Remind me again.
The chocolate bars were actually wood.
Oh, the chocolate made of wood. It feels like that could be true because if you're doing a bunch of shoots, like you're reshooting a scene over and over again, you're going to have to keep replacing chocolate bars and people are going to get their hands dirty.
Yeah.
So I feel like that could be true, which means I'm leaning towards drunk Oompa Loompas being faked, but I don't want that to be faked. This is a dilemma.
It's difficult.
It is. I want two to be real, so I'm going to say three is faked. The chocolate was real chocolate.
So you don't think it was made out of wood?
It wasn't made out of wood. It could have been made out of something else, I guess. But
That's Elise accuses me of changing facts
usually.
Like that, and I never do. But
you used to. You don't admit it, but you used to.
Well, I didn't this time either because actually they were mostly made out of wood. That one is correct.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a true one. But I don't want you to feel too bad because The Oompa Loompa's drunk was actually true as well. So that's fun,
oh,
right?
Good.
That's fun to know. At least that one's true.
So that means I really did roast you.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The guy that played Grandpa Joe in the reboot, he was actually a pretty famous comedian in England around this time. He appeared on several episodes of Fawlty Towers. So he was popular at the time and could have been considered, but yep, no, fake. Sorry.
Nope, fake.
That's what I told him. I said, it's just boring enough to slip through the cracks.
That's my goal in life. That's my motto.
Yikes. Sounds good.
That's my goal for this podcast.
I am still 0-4 however many on finding the
Yay.
Fake. Yay.
I'm glad we didn't ruin it today.
Yeah, don't break the streak.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's a lot of pressure. Yeah. Pressure. I heard they know her.
Well, speaking of people being cast as Willy Wonka, if you guys were rebooting it, who would you want to play Willy Wonka? Even though Gene Wilder, let's be honest, I mean, he did a great job.
Yeah.
I don't know. If this was in your hands, if you had that golden ticket, who would you want to reboot Willy Wonka with? Elise, I'm going to start with you.
You know, I had an immediate thought, and I haven't thought this through.
No.
But the first person that came to mind is Ben Stiller. And I just...
Oh, boy.
I feel
Wait, as
like,
the Oompa Loompa or as Willy Wonka?
No, as Willy Wonka. Okay. Come on. I feel like he's just crazy enough and funny enough to make it work.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with that.
Okay. Are you a Ben Stiller fan? We've never talked about this.
Me?
Yeah.
Huge Ben Stiller fan.
Oh, that surprises me. I don't know why. I mean, his movies are fine. I like
them. Have you seen Zoolander?
Zoolander?
I hardly know.
All right. Well, okay. I'm okay with that answer. Ben Stiller. That's fine.
Stiller? I missed that joke.
Kevin, what about you?
That's a hard, this is something I didn't prepare for. So
yeah, I hadn't either.
I was trying to think of someone who sings and I can't think of anyone that I know their singing ability, but
yeah, that's hard.
I think someone who is just crazy enough to do it might be, Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
He crossed my mind too, especially like in the insane parts too.
Yes.
He looks like he could really turn on a dime and be a little demented.
Yeah.
I
think
that.
So.
I think he's a good singer. I mean, all the voicemails he leaves me sound pretty.
He sings voicemails?
Yeah, for sure. You didn't know that? At least we've talked about this.
Super nice.
It's really, really over the top.
Yeah, I like that answer. I kind of went older for some reason, but I thought Bill Murray. Because I was kind of thinking like he has this sort of innocence to him as well, which I guess Jim Carrey could. Ben Stiller, I don't feel as innocent sometimes.
You just don't know him like I do.
Oh, that's true. Oh, he leaves you voicemails?
Yeah, sings
them. How come we never talk about this stuff?
I don't know. It's so weird. I guess everybody's doing that these days.
But here's the thing. So I thought Bill Murray, and I was like, I like that answer. I was kind of proud of myself. But then I kept thinking along those lines. I was like, Bill Murray's in a lot of Wes Anderson movies. And then I started thinking about Wes Anderson directing a version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and my day was just made. I thought that would be so great. He did The Fantastic Mr. Fox, which is another Roald Dahl book. So he's dealt with the author before and adapting his work. So for me, I was like, Wes Anderson doing this movie with Bill Murray, I would totally watch that.
I like that answer.
Yeah, I like Bill Murray.
Now, young Bill Murray, old Bill Murray, I don't know. I would take either.
Middle-aged.
Give me Ghostbusters, Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Okay.
James, you win. You win the recast.
Yay!
Of Willy
Wonka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll give it
to you. Let's talk about the song "I Want It Now." Oh, with Veruca singing this song. What do y'all think about that?
I wish there were. I wish all the kids got songs.
Ah, yeah. I totally agree.
I thought
agree.
It was weird that she was the only one that got a song. And I mean, obviously it's an annoying, the content is annoying, but
yeah.
I thought she did a good job.
Yeah.
I
think it's a fun song too.
Yeah. I liked it. It was one of, one of the few songs I did really like from this one.
Yeah. Elise, when we were watching it, you said, "Brat."
Did I? Or did the screen say that?
Actually, I think... Oh, the screen did say it. I think it did later on with the Oompa Loompas. But actually, I think when she's first introduced and they're in the, like... She's having all those, like, slave workers, basically, open up all the chocolate bars. Yeah. That's when you said brat.
I mean, can you imagine that being your child?
No.
And her screaming in your face all day about everything? No. I would end it. I'd have that, to.
That's you why would, he wanted to find the golden ticket so bad. He knew Willy Wonka would do it for him.
Yeah.
Oh,
but see, here's the thing. I wouldn't have jumped in the furnace after her. I would have been like, oh, accident.
Oh. Yeah,
blood,
right?
Blood off my hands.
Hasn't he had enough at this point? Yeah, wouldn't he just say, all right, well, I'm going to go home now.
You'd think so.
To a peaceful house. Oh, so back to the song. That's what you asked.
Back to reality.
Oh. The song, I liked it. I feel like it needed a little bit more something. I don't know. I feel like it was missing something.
Well, I think I agree with both of you. Because I think, Elise, I think what you're really feeling is you just wish it was part of a bigger story of more kids having songs.
Once Kevin said that, I was like, why wouldn't you do that? I mean, that makes so much sense. It can be a short song, too. It doesn't need to be super long, but...
Yep.
No, I agree.
And why is she's so important? Like, the other kids are trash, but we put her on a pedestal for some reason?
She was a bad egg. That's all I have to say. And that's all I will say.
Wait, so you did like the song?
Yeah, I like the song. But, I mean, obviously, yeah, we're not supposed to like the content of the song. Everybody thinks she's a brat. But I think... You know, watching it when I was younger, I wasn't as annoyed. I was just like, yeah, I want it now too. I don't think I understood the implications of the song. I was like, what's the big deal? She wants chocolate. She wants a golden egg. So do I.
But the logic, she has no sense of any logic.
You guys haven't seen the remake, but it's not a golden egg laid by a goose. It's like nuts laid, or not laid, but like a bunch of squirrels. She gets attacked by squirrels at the end. It's very strange.
That's scary.
Yeah, but
yeah, that's horrifying.
What's in the book too. And I remember when I saw the remake, I was so happy because I never understood why they changed it to geese or swans or what were they? Geese, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never understood why they changed it to that from the book. I don't get it.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I was terrified of squirrels as a kid.
Oh yeah.
I used to have nightmares of squirrels like running around me. Circling me before they attacked.
Wow.
It was very scary.
My sister got bit by a squirrel.
No way. That's Kevin's nightmare.
I know.
Yeah. Well, it bit her on her finger and she couldn't get it off. So she was spinning in circles. Like, and I was just standing there like, what do I do? And I did nothing.
Did you say Oompa Loompa? Did you start singing Oompa Loompa song?
I was like, it's because she's a brat.
I'm going to start doing that. When people get harmed, I'm just going to bust out into Oompa Loompa songs. Because obviously that's an appropriate thing to do.
I'm just going to say, oh no, help, stop.
Well, I think we should rate this guy. What do you think? I think it's time to find out, will he Wonka? Won't he Wonka?
I was just waiting for that joke the whole entire time.
Thank you.
That wasn't a compliment.
Oh, okay. Elise, why don't you start us off? We'll save Kevin for the last, since he's our guest. So we put him last? Is that how that goes?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Save the guest for last.
That's what they say. Elise, what do you give this?
Okay. So I'm going to give it, a 7.
Just like the hickeys.
Just like the hickeys, because I think there needs to be more songs.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the songs weren't memorable enough. I really like Gene Wilder. I feel like he did a really good job. He's a very complicated character. He's hard to figure out, which I like and I don't like. You know, bothers me, but I get it.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's more entertaining than just being like, oh, he's a crazy old guy, or like, oh, he's kind of quirky. It's just like, Even by the end, you're like, yeah. When he's really sweet with him in the elevator and he's like, you won everything. After he just yelled at him for stealing, you're like, right. you're like, I don't know who this guy is.
I think when I was a kid, I thought it was like a prank. And then I thought that the elevator like exploded. That's what I thought. And yeah, all the kids dying, that's pretty traumatic. So
we still don't know if they died, by the way. We keep saying they died.
They definitely died. 100% they died.
In
they
my just heart, want to they show died. It
for the kids. Say, he said that when they leave, they'll be back to normal. I don't know if that's like candy magic or something, but
in the reboot, they show them living.
But in the very beginning, remember that weird guy with the knives approaches Charlie and he's like, those who go in there never come out.
Yeah. Nobody ever goes in. Nobody ever comes out.
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
That used to scare the pants off of me.
I mean, he's got a bunch of knives.
My parents were like, put your pants back on.
They should have been paying more attention. So anyways, for all those reasons that I mentioned.
Yes.
But it's interesting. And there are lots of parts that I like. So that's why I'm giving it a 7.
I will give it a 7 as well. Actually, no. I'm going to give it a 7.5. Because I gave Grease a 7 last week. And I like this way more than I like Grease. I just feel like it's a fun fantasy movie. I like the candy aspect of it. When I was a kid, I was just like, this is great. And I'm glad they rebooted it because this was one of my favorite books growing up. I love Roald Dahl books. Like we recently did Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. He did the screenplay for that. He also wrote the screenplay for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I mean, for Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. But they rewrote everything. They didn't like what he did. It's like he wrote the book. He wrote the book you're wanting to make a movie about and you don't like his script. What?
Some things don't translate.
I guess so. But I thought the new version was better. It was more like the Roald Dahl book. But anyways, I know we're talking about the musical. So because of that, I'll give it a 7.5. Because really, I'm such a huge fan of the source material that they change so much, it just kind of irks me. But honestly, as a whole, I think it's a fun movie. Yeah, so okay, 7.5. What about you, Kevin?
So when we rate movies on our show, we do ratings from 1 to 10 as well. And we always kind of say a 5 is, would we watch it again?
Oh, okay.
And then below a 5 is, yeah, I don't need to see that ever again. This one is right on the border. The music, like I said, I think it needs more music, which would make me like it better. And the music it has, only a couple songs I really like. But I think Gene Wilder's performance is just so incredible.
Yeah.
That if I'm watching it again, it's going to be just for that. So,
for sure.
Because it's on the border of I'll watch it again or not, then I'll just give it a 5.
That's understandable. I like your rationale there. And I totally agree with the music thing too. That's why I'm really excited to whenever we end up doing the Broadway version of this, because I actually listened to a little bit of it earlier this week and the cover songs were so familiar but slightly different that it kind of was like, I don't know about this, but there was enough new material that I think I would be like, oh, but I do like this, you know? So I'm excited to get to that whenever that happens. Who knows? I don't. There's no knowing where we're going. Well, I think that's going to do it. Why did I say that so weird? I always do it. Guys, that's going to do it for this episode. Thanks, Kevin, for being here and talking about Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me. Can't wait to have you guys on our show.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We'll have to pick a good movie. You need to tell people how they can find you guys.
Yes.
Yeah. So we are on anywhere you find your podcasts. We talk about movies. And on Twitter, we talk about MOVI. Mm-hmm. We didn't have space for the ES.
Yeah, and we kind of had that problem.
We ran into that too.
Yeah, it happens. And then Facebook, we talk about movies. I almost said we really like musicals.
Oh, you can go there too.
Page. But yes, Twitter's the best. I put Ruth in charge of Facebook and she doesn't really update it. So
thanks, Ruth.
Thanks, Ruth. But, you can interact with me on Twitter. Before I get in trouble with my wife, probably the reason she doesn't interact with people on Facebook is because nobody interacts with us on Facebook.
Yeah, so it's the same with us. Yeah,
I don't blame her.
Awesome, guys. Speaking of Twitter, you can follow us at WRLM Podcast and also on Instagram at We Really Like Musicals. We're gonna do a crazy episode next week. It's kind of gonna be a challenge for us, but here's what we're gonna do. There are three versions of Annie that we are going to rank. So that is our next episode, talking about the differences in all the different versions of Annie.
I'm looking forward to that.
Guys, that's going to be it for this week's episode of We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James.
And I'm Elise.
And thanks again, Kevin.
And I'm Kevin.
Yeah. All right, see you guys next time. Now we're getting in a glass elevator and shooting out of the roof. Bye.
Elevator? I hardly know her. Musicals, James.